Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nawfal ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whosoever has missed a single salah, fard salah, is like a person who has lost his entire family and wealth. This was narrated by Imam Ahmad wa ta'ala's Musnad, as well as Imam al-Nasa'i and several other compilers of hadith. This is a feeling that the Nabi Kareem Sallam is trying to put in our heart of loss. Every one of us here has missed a salah at some point in our life. But how many of us have felt the loss we were supposed to feel? Now, if a person loses their entire family and wealth even once in their life, they will be crushed. Imagine if you meet somebody and they tell you some long story and tale of theirs. Let's say I redid some story of some war-torn person and they said something happened to me, and because it takes you 10 minutes to miss a salah, says within 10 minutes I lost my entire family and all my wealth altogether. You would say, Ya Allah. And then you would imagine what level of pain that person will be, what level of sorrow that person will be. And you would think that anybody who loses his entire family and wealth in 10 minutes could maybe never even recover from such a sorrow. How would they recuperate? How would they regroup themselves? This is the feeling that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to put in our heart. We are strange people. Neither do we have the feeling of ada, nor do we have the feeling of qaza. Feeling of ada, aqim salat al-dhikri. Aqim salat al-dhikri. When we pray, we're supposed to have the feeling of zikr. As-salatu miraj al-mu'min. We're supposed to feel intimate nearness to Allah Ta'ala. When we pray, we don't have the feelings that the Prophet ﷺ said we're supposed to feel when we pray. When we miss the prayer, feeling of qadha. When we miss a prayer, we're supposed to feel that we lost our family and wealth altogether. We miss the prayer, we don't have the feelings. Neither feeling when we're practicing, nor feeling when we're not practicing. Not feeling when we're doing, not feeling when we're skipping. This is why we keep saying over and over again, deen is about feelings. Deen is about getting the feelings of the Quran and Sunnah in our heart. Why did Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rimullahu Ta'ala wa Nawwarallahu Markadu compile these hadith? Because he was interested in the words going all over the world? Because some people think he was interested in translations in 20 languages? He wanted people to get the feelings. So he said that he selected hadith, that let me compile some hadith on salah in which people will understand how to feel about salah, how to feel inside salah, how to feel outside salah, how the salah will make them feel. Then he called it Fazail Salah. It was the purpose of making people understand the feelings. And many times we just have left it to recitations and wordings. Now this is the tremendous feeling. Tremendous feeling of sorrow and sadness. Now, maybe somebody's akal here is thinking, I'm not capable of this. I don't think I can do that. I know, yes, salah should be more beloved to me than my family and everything I have, but I look at my life, okay, no problem. You don't feel you can do this. You have to change two things about yourself. First, anything you feel like that, you hear a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you think that you're incapable of feeling it, you shouldn't give up. You should just say, I can't feel this yet. You can't say, I can't feel this ever. That's the mistake we make. We add this word, I won't be able to feel this ever. Therefore, you just put the hadith back on the shelf. You should never think like that. You should think, okay, I don't feel this now. I never felt this before. I haven't felt this yet, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to feel this. Now, obviously, we hope, inshallah ta'ala, actually none of you get the chance to do amal on this hadith, right? Because to do amal on this hadith, you're going to have to miss a prayer. The obviously first dua is that we never make qaza again. We never miss a prayer again. But if it happens to anyone, then you should make this pledge right now, deal right now, niyat with Allah Ta'ala right now. I never want it to happen to me except that it happens to me like this. I never want it to happen to me except I feel like this. We might not be able to put that feeling in our heart, but Allah Ta'ala can put that feeling in our heart. We can put that dua in our heart. That's why Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariyamta used a method called targhib. And some of the early works of hadith also called at-targhib. The word fazail is actually coming from targhib. He's trying to motivate us to want these feelings. He's trying to motivate us to pray to Allah Ta'ala for these feelings. So this is the feeling we should have about this hadith. Second, I said two things. Second is you have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And second, if may Allah Ta'ala save all of us from this Al-Aman Al-Hafiz, but if anybody falls into this trap again, that they miss Salah, try to feel as sad as you can. Because that's another meaning of this hadith. This was just an example that Prophet ﷺ gave, that you would feel so sad as if you lost your whole family and all your wealth. What Nabi Kareem ﷺ also meant is that you feel as sad as possible. So for you, as sad as possible may not be this level, but push yourself. Make yourself feel the sting and sorrow and grief and sadness of missing that fard salah. Then again, learn from the hadith. It's not just about salah. Then anything that is fard, anything Allah Ta'ala wanted us to do would be our, this should be our feeling. Allah Ta'ala wanted us to lower our gaze. We didn't feel that you lost your whole family and wealth. Means feel as sad as you can possibly be. This is what we call amum in hadith. Fard doesn't just mean salah, it means any command. This is referring to any sadness. So simply speaking then, the way we should get the feeling, and this feeling is there for all of us, we should feel more sorrow and grief and sadness and regret and shame upon leaving an unfulfilled any commandment and any farz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Then we will be doing on this hadith as well. You may have noticed that we shifted from Fazail-i Ramadan to Fazail-i Zikr. Because a lot of you still don't know the Fazail of Ramadan by now, and it's 28th Ramadan. So then also, because Salah is a major rukun of Ramadan is going to end, now we want you to get trained in another major pillar of Ibadah, which is non-stop, 5 times, 365 days a year, your whole life, which is called Salah. Okay, Fazail of Zikr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is Abi Sayyidina al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this also in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah. I keep pointing this out to you because this was also Shaykh al-Hadith for fewer ulama understand. This was Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Muhammad Zakir Zawq. He loved the Muslim Imam Ahmad. Why? Because like I told you, he felt it mentioned and captured the understanding of Sunnah of the Salaf. Because he was from Salaf Salihin, all of his teachers were Tabi'in or Tabai Tabi'in, and all of his students were Tabai Tabi'in. So it captures the understanding of Sunnah at that time, which is beyond, this Zawq is beyond somebody 5 centuries later trying to critique a single narrator. What does the person, I ask you, it's 2014, how much do you know about history, that what happened in 1500? Do you know more about the people in 1500 living in 2014? Or does the person in 1514 know about more about the people living in 1500? Who knows more? So who knew more about those Tabai Tabi'in and Tabi'in from whom Imam Ahmad Rafta'i took hadith more than Imam Ahmad Rafta'i himself? Who could know more about them? Of somebody sitting in some university in Jeddah 1,000 years later trying to critique one narrator. And remember, every narrator of the Musnad is either Tabi'in or Tabai Tabi'in. Every single one, every narrator, every hadith is from Salaf Salihin. It's a Ajeeb book. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb compilation. So that's why Shaykh al-Islam today, he took those hadith. Today people don't understand. I'm saying some young people, they surf the net. They see some person who is giving armchair comments about this great book, Fazail-e Amal. Allahu Akbar. Khair. Alright. So this hadith, narrated by the, in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad Ramtali. What? The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akthiru zikrullahi. Akthiru means zikr kathir. Make your zikr of Allah Ta'ala so abundant, hatta yukulu majnoon. Until the people start calling you crazy. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Majnoon. What does it mean until people say this person is crazy, mad about Allah? Make so much zikr. So there's another definition. How much zikr is kathir? Allah Ta'ala said, do a lot. How much is a lot? Nabi Kareem Sassam told us. How much is a lot of zikr? Do so much zikr that people call you majnoon. Does it mean crazy in a wild way? Majnoon means that you become the crazy, mad lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ The mad, passionate lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajeeb. The person who translated this here, I believe is Sheikh Taha Karan's father, if I'm not mistaken, who translated Fazail Amal. Correct? So he translated this, that practice zikr so excessively that people regard you as a maniac. Allahu Akbar. Majnoon. Huh? People regard you as he's engaged in maniac. I regard what they call it. Manic. He's manic zikr. That's the ummah. People today, manic depression, because they left the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They don't have tatminul qulub. So you're going to have some type of mania. Mania means craze. Either you're going to have junoon, craze, mania for the dunya, or you can have craze, junoon for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has put this ability in our heart to be majnoon of something. And many mashayikh give lots of stories about majnoon. Actually, he was a person, Qais, he was called majnoon. And because he was crazy mad about a woman called Layla. What does it mean? So can you imagine anybody goes to Majnoon and says, "Oh Majnoon, did you remember Layla today?" And he says, "I was too busy." Huh? Can you imagine Majnoon talking like that? He says, "You're not Majnoon." He says, "No, you don't understand. I had a big meeting today. I had a tough day at work. I didn't remember Layla at all." Everyone says, "You're not Majnoon? How are you Majnoon?" Majnoon means that you remember Layla every single second in your heart at all time. That's why he was called Majnoon. One more hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you see what you miss out. You don't go to the Darul Uloom and you think, "What did I miss out? Huh? I became the doctor of the world." This is what you missed out. Now you know why we love those talaba. Huh? Why do you analyze this? That what's their relationship in society? Why don't you analyze what's their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? Oh, people of society, you think that the only value to a human being is his relationship with society. Or go to the Darul Uloom and see people who value themselves based on their relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do they get that relationship? They sit with these hadith in the day. They sit with these hadith at night. They sit with these hadith in 1 year. They sit with these hadith in another year. They learn the hadith. They recite the hadith. They read the hadith. They study the hadith. Or they recite salawat, durood sharif, salam, every time qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even just the number of times they say that phrase, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the times of their study, even that is enough to give them a great connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. And Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was in his home, and then this verse was revealed to him. So these are the hadith that talk about the occasions of revelation. When was the verse revealed? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel the very first time he heard a verse? What a beautiful science. Huh? How did Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel the very first time Allah Ta'ala revealed a verse on him? What did he do the very first time a verse was revealed upon him? How did he share it with the Sahaba the very first time a verse was revealed upon him? This is a history to know. We don't even understand history. You're too busy surfing Google and Wikipedia and random things. You're forgetting the real gems and diamonds of the history, which is to learn the history of the unfolding of revelation of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifetime. Which verse? وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. That, oh my beloved Prophet, you should go and hold yourself steadfast alongside with those people who are making dua and supplicating to your Rabb, seeking expression of your Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and they do it morning and evening. So then this continues, and on hearing this revelation of this verse, Sayyidina Rasulullah went out of his hujra, and he went in search. Why? Because he's feeling he wanted to do amal right now. Ya Allah, you told me, wasbir nafsak. You told me that I should go and hold myself steadfast and bind myself firm to those people. I go right now and find them. So he went out of his house in search of such people. Then he found a group of people who were engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them had very disheveled appearance. They had some of them only had a single cloth because they were so poor. They had one long cloth that they were wrapping themselves in, using the function of both upper garment and lower garment. On seeing them, Rasulullah, he says, sat down by them. And he sat with them and did amal on this, wasbir nafsaka. He sat with them and then he said, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created in my ummah such people that even I have been ordered by Allah to sit in their company. Allahu Akbar. And another hadith mentions that Nabi Akram found them in the farthest part of Masjid Nabwi. So they were sitting there, and they were making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ajib Shaykh Laziz Muhammad Zikriyantai also takes from this that this is why we want to sit with the people of Zikr. In order to getting all the benefits that are mentioned before, it's also Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that despite obviously his unmatchable rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also used in this hadith, he also searched out and was attracted and sat together with those people who were making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now can you imagine how beloved those people are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's Quran. Allah ta'ala can tell and has and did tell many things to the Prophet that are not part of Quran. Many things, right? But those things that Allah Ta'ala tells the Prophet ﷺ that is part of Quranic revelation means that it is a source of hidayah for all time, for all the universe, for everyone. So it means this sunnah feeling and this sunnah desire to go out and find those people who seek Allah Ta'ala's pleasure morning and evening to sit with the people of zikr. This is something that is beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this should not end just right in Ramadan, but we always want to become people of zikr, associating with zakirin, sitting in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala, and it also shows you the feeling. This is another sunnah that I gave you ashara, but let me just open it up to you explicitly so you understand that to do amal on the Quran, that the second for the Prophet, as the second it was revealed to him, for me and you, it should be the second it is revealed to us. What does it mean? It's not going to be revealed to us by Allah ta'ala. No. Revealed to us means not the second you recite it. Revealed means the second it enters into your heart. The day that you hear an ayah and it moves you. The moment you hear an ayah and you understand it. The moment you hear an ayah and you wish and you yearn for that feeling, now don't wait. Don't postpone. Don't delay. Allah Ta'ala is inspiring you with some feeling. Make use of that feeling right there and then. Try to find a way to do amal on that ayah. If it's not a way for you right there, then right there and then make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, this verse of yours, these words of yours, this kalam, this Quran of yours has put such a yearning, feeling, thirst in my heart. Ya Allah, make it my life now that I'm always quenching this thirst. Make it my life that I'm always feeling this thirst. Keep giving me this thirst and keep quenching this thirst. This is the relationship we have with Quran al-Kareem. This was the sunnah relationship Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with Quran. Let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He make us like Him in every single way. Like He make us like Him the way He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with Quran. And that He make us like Him the way He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we learn and study and read and beg Allah Ta'ala to enable us to do practice on hadith. May Allah Ta'ala accept this niyyah from us. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make muraqabah, close your eyes, bow your head, disconnect yourself from the world. Turn to Allah Ta'ala from the heart of our ruh, from our qalb, making niyyah that our qalb is doing zikr of Allah Ta'ala's name. Then our qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Subhana rabbina wa hamdalahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, just like you blessed us up till now to offer every single fard fast of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we ask that you bless us to offer every single fard act in deen. Let us never miss a fard salah, just like we didn't miss a fard fast this Ramadan. Let us never miss any fard hukum of yours, like we didn't miss a fard fast this Ramadan. And Ya Allah, in the tragic situation that they may happen, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us feel the sorrow, feel the grief, feel the loss, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to feel that loss in this world over the faraiz. Don't make us feel that loss in the grave. Don't make us feel that loss on that day. Don't make us feel loss at the mizan. Let us feel the feeling of loss in this world, Ya Allah. And make up for it in this world, Ya Allah. To fill it up in this world, Ya Allah. By making tawbah to you. Praying nafil again. Making zikr again. Becoming steadfast again. And Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we too want to be majnun. noon in your zikr, Ya Allah. Grant us the craze of zikr, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Grant us the kasrat of zikr, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Grant us the junoon of zikr, Ya Allah. Attach our heart completely to your love, Ya Rabbi Kareem. And Ya Allah, we ask that you always gather us over and over again in the gatherings of zikr, with the people of zikr and the practices of zikr, so that we too may get your pleasure, Ya Allah, and grant us every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every feeling of Quran al-Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask that you send the sawab of what was recited, Ya Allah, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there's just few opportunities we have left to send them durood salawat, Ya Allah, which have the level of fard because of your karam and this month of Ramadan, that you elevated our nafil recitation of durood into a fard ibadah, Ya Allah. So the durood that we send him and reaches him in Medina must have a different flavor, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask that you accept it from us. We ask that again, once more, from all of our behalf, send the most noble and beautiful salawat and durood sharif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and send the sawab of all of the kalimat to all of the anbiya mursaleen alayhim assalam ajmain, sahaba radhi Allah Ta'ala anhum ajma'in, all of the sahaba, of all the previous anbiya, all of the siddiqeen, salih shuhada, salihin, awliya'i kamilin, ulama, mufassirin, muhaddisin, fuqaha, usuliyin, all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Rabbana takammal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tubu alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين